George. Julia has been stripped naked with her wrists bound behind her back for what seems like hours. In reality, she and her lover George have only spent a short time in the dungeon with their new mistress, Domina. But time had no meaning trapped within the confines of the dungeon's cold, stone walls. George and Julia had wished to push the boundaries of their relationship and discover what untold levels of pleasure could be derived by learning to fully submit to a professional dominatrix. So far, Domina had provided just that opportunity. For his part, George remained on the receiving end of the pleasure. He helped Domina undress his partner, Julia, slowly caressing her body as Domina secured Julia's arms and wrists in a tight bondage rope. There were no words exchanged. Domina and George worked together as if they had done this countless times, preparing the beautiful Julia for her first bondage experience. As Domina expertly wound the ropes back and forth between Julia's wrists and bound her breasts, George caressed her and stimulated her nipples, teasing her until he hoped her arousal far outweighed any sense of fear she may have been experiencing. That is, until Julia was ordered to her knees, because then she was on her own. George watched as Julia submitted to Domina's commands, kneeling before her on the cold, barren floor. He was surprised at Julia's submission, but then again, he knew she was capable of allowing her sexuality to flow through her. Those times they had engaged in any sort of role playing at home, Julia always allowed George to dominate her and control her in any manner he chose. He savored those experiences. He loved listening to her moan deeply when he spanked her with a paddle, and grew rock hard at the thought of Julia submitting to him and allowing him to do anything he wished to her. He relished the opportunity to tease her until she couldn't take it a moment longer, until she begged him to fuck her and have his way with her. There was nothing hotter than watching her writhe beneath them, blindfolded, her sensual body awash with arousal as he brought her closer and closer to the edge, until he finally allowed her to orgasm, plunging his cock deep inside her and fucking her over and over again until she exploded. But this was different. George was no more in control of what was happening than Julia. Even being on the receiving end of the pleasure, he had no choice but to do as he was instructed. Domina was the only one in control, and they were both her loyal subjects. George would never dare to go against her wishes. The punishment would be too severe. Domina removed George's cock from his pants and pushed Julia's head down onto him. George couldn't help but let out a small, quiet groan of pleasure. Watching Julia's luscious red lips wrap around his shaft always made him instantly hard. Now, his thick member bulging from his unzipped trousers like a beacon in the dimly lit dungeon, he had the perfect view as Julia worshipped his cock with her tongue. She expertly licked up and down his shaft, providing him with exquisite pleasure. This alone would have been enough for George. He could have climaxed right there, and he would have considered their experience incredible. Yet Domina had other plans. The dominatrix circled her fingers around Julia's neck and pushed her down onto his full length. Julia gagged as the saliva poured from her lips. Fearing Julia might not be comfortable, George nearly used their safe word to end their session. Yet as soon as he saw the look of pure lust in Julia's eyes, he knew there was no need. Julia was loving every minute of it. George pulled his shirt up and feasted his eyes on his lover as she continued to lavish his cock. He fought back the desire to raise her up and fuck her as hard as he could. Maybe Domina would allow him to do that. Maybe she wouldn't. It was her game, and he would play it however she wished, because the truth was, he was loving every minute of this too. Julia. The sound of rattling chains startled her. Julia had been focused on pleasuring George so completely that she nearly forgot there was much more to the dungeon than being pushed to her knees and forced to pleasure her lover's cock. Much more. Julia glanced toward the tall, shadowy figure of Domina, unhooking a chain from the ceiling. The metallic rattling in the small, cold room caused her to shudder. She dared a glance at Domina's face. Beneath her mask, Julia could see a glint of excitement. Domina was enjoying this too, there was no doubt. It caused Julia to shudder even more. Domina hoisted Julia up to a standing position. The dominatrix positioned Julia directly in front of George, then secured the chain to the ropes behind her back. George grabbed her breasts, squeezing them hard. Julia gasped in shock. Her nipples were still tender from being placed in the set of clamps. George lowered his hand between her legs, caressing her inner thighs. Julia twisted back and forth, desperate for George to touch her, just as she did when they were role-playing at home in their bedroom. Except now, he wouldn't touch her the way she wanted. Instead, he grabbed his cock and stroked it in front of her, showing her what she couldn't have. Julia desperately wanted his thick cock buried in her cunt, fucking her relentlessly until she erupted in an explosive climax. But she was denied any such release. It was part of the torture. Of course, it was also part of her fantasy, to be told exactly what to do, and denied what she so desperately craved. This was why Julia was here. The idea that she was simply a toy to be used any way her dominatrix wished, and any way her lover wished, it thrilled her to no end. It was exactly what she'd hoped for, except she had no idea just how she was going to be used. No idea at all. Tilda Domina raised the chains back up. Julia's arms lifted behind her, causing her to rise up on her toes. She was completely immobile, her body bound, held captive before her dominatrix and her lover. There was nothing she could do except wait and see what came next. George moved closer. His hand slid between her legs. Finally, he touched her where she wanted to be touched. Julia moaned as George pushed into her slick juices, thrusting his fingers inside her dripping wet cunt. George lowered his head and wrapped his lips around her tender nipples, sucking them hard as he continued to work his fingers deep inside her. She moaned. Her nipples were on. George moved closer. His hand slid between her legs. Finally, he touched her where she wanted to be touched. Julia moaned as George pushed into her slick juices, thrusting his fingers inside her dripping wet cunt. George lowered his head and wrapped his lips around her tender nipples, sucking them hard as he continued to work his fingers deep inside her. She moaned. Her nipples were on fire, her breasts swollen and sore from the tight ropes, which only added to the torment as George continued to pleasure her. She fought to remain quiet, fearing any noise that escaped her lips would bring on a punishment she could not withstand. They swapped positions. George moved behind Julia, and Domina pushed her head down toward the long strap-on dildo she was wearing. Julia cried out as George thrust his cock into her from behind, while Domina pushed her head down onto the dildo. Julia wrapped her lips around the fake phallus, gagging as it filled her mouth. Behind her, George spread her lips and shoved into her more deeply, driving her forward. She nearly lost her balance, but the chains kept her from moving. She was pinned between her two tormentors, unable to do anything but accept the pleasure or pain they would provide. Domina released Julia's head. She groped her swollen breasts and clamped her fingers down hard on her nipples, pinching and pulling them much harder than George had, driving simultaneous spikes of pleasure and pain through Julia's body. Julia cried out, unable to keep quiet. She could feel her body starting to weaken. The smell of her arousal permeated the room. She was losing control. But they weren't even close to done with her. George grunted deeply. His thrusts grew harder, more primal. He grabbed Julia's hips and fucked her with such strength he thought her body might collapse. But the chains hooked to the ceiling held her perfectly in place. He suspected the chains had experienced far more than this. Based on the other torture devices in the dungeon, he knew that he and Julia were getting off easily. Domina had certainly tormented them both, but it had been nothing compared to the torture he knew she was capable of administering. That was fine with him. Watching Julia submit in the way she had brought out an animalistic instinct in George he hadn't experienced before in their relationship. He slapped Julia's ass hard, fucking her as if she truly were a doll, merely his plaything. He didn't worry about how she felt or what his actions were doing to her. He didn't care if he was making her come or keeping her on the edge of her explosive climax. All he cared about was fucking the sweet pussy in front of him until he'd had his fill, or until Domina told him to stop. That was what it was truly about, George discovered. Allowing the pure, unfiltered lust to flow through one's body. Trusting your partner could handle the pleasure and the pain. Knowing that going through the experience together, you were going to come out so much more connected on the other side. He just had no idea how much Julia absolutely loved it as well. Finally, just when Julia thought she couldn't take being fucked a moment longer, George stopped. He pulled out of her and tenderly caressed her as Domina ran her hands over her breasts, allowing her to catch her breath. They swapped places again. This time, it was Domina thrusting into her from behind with her strap on, with George holding her head and thrusting his cock between her lips. It was the perfect strap-on threesome. Once again, she was a rag doll, her lips and pussy simply orifices to be fed. Julia did her best to pleasure George, gasping and moaning as Domina worked her long black dildo deep in her pussy. With each thrust of Domina's hips, Julia lurched forward, rattling the chains above her. Her arms remained pinned behind her. There was no escaping. No chance to place her hand on either of her lovers and slow them down. Just endless penetration that threatened to drown her senses until she could no longer take it. Finally, they stopped. Above her head, Julia heard the chains rattling as they were lowered. Domina released her arms and unbound her wrists. Julia allowed herself to breathe, thinking it was over. With her guard lowered, George thrust his fingers deep into her cunt, fucking her as hard with his fingers as he had his cock. Julia's body nearly exploded from the sudden penetration. Her body quivered, George's fingers pushing into her so deeply she couldn't help but cry out. Her mind was awash with emotion. She had been fucked, forced to her knees to pleasure two cocks at the same time, and brought to the edge and back so many times she couldn't count. Her body was limp. She could barely stand up and barely maintain her focus, yet somehow, she wanted more. She wanted to be fucked even harder. She wanted George's cock buried inside her. She wanted Domina to fill her with her strap-on. She wanted to be fucked to the point she could no longer handle it. She wanted to experience every level of pain and pleasure that was possible in the dungeon, except Julia still truly didn't know just what that meant. Tilda. They guided her into a swing. Julia's arms were pinned behind her, her legs spread wide and held in place by leather stirrups. Julia's body moved slowly back and forth. For a moment, she allowed her body to relax into the swing, believing she was getting exactly what she hoped. She looked towards George, expecting him to move between her legs and plunge his cock back into her pussy and fuck her like she so desperately desired until she came over and over again. Except George remained motionless. Julia turned her gaze toward Domina. Julia's mouth ran dry. That was not to happen. Their dominatrix had other plans. Domina approached her with a long black whip. Julia gasped in shock as Domina brought the whip directly down on her cunt. It stung her clit, causing her entire body to spasm. Domina brought the whip down again, then again, raking the long strips of leather across her wet pussy lips. Julia cried out. She had never felt anything so sharp and stinging, yet it only drove her arousal even higher. Over and over again, Domina slapped her, the whip's long tendrils inflicting their wrath across Julia's skin. Her body shook and rocked back and forth. The pain, the pleasure, it was searing, exquisite. All she felt was a burning desire to come and come and come, yet she couldn't. Each time she felt the stimulation from the whip, it was taken away. Now she was begging for it, desperate for the slap, desperate for the fierce sting of the whip on her clit. She had never wanted anything more in her life than for Domina to slap the whip against her clit and trigger the wave of orgasm that she knew would wash through her like an eruption. Instead, Domina took the whip away. Now there was nothing. Julia thrust her hips forward in the air, spreading her legs as wide as the stirrups would allow. Nothing touched her. This was it. This was her edge. The fucking, the slapping, the whipping she could handle. Not being touched. Being left naked and open with her cunt pulsing in arousal. This was the edge she could not handle. She opened her mouth to utter her safe word, then paused. She caught Domina watching her. In that moment, she saw that Domina was not going to allow her to remain like this. She would not push her into a place from which she couldn't return. Domina truly cared for her. This was the side of submission Julia didn't yet understand, but was learning. It was Domina's place to make sure her subjects were always safe. It was Julia's place to trust her. Domina, of course, knew this. She knew just how much Julia would withstand, and just what she needed next. She set the whip aside, then positioned George between Julia's legs and pushed him to his knees. She thrust George's head between Julia's thighs, instructing him to pleasure her. His tongue ravished Julia's clit and glistening lips. Julia gasped as he thrust his fingers inside of her, providing her with the penetration she so richly craved, providing her with a sweet reprieve from the endless torment. Yet, it wasn't to last. Domina wasn't cruel, but she also wasn't a fool. She knew Julia would come in seconds from the frantic tonguing George was giving her. She knew Julia would explode, and their time together would be over. She wasn't done with her subjects, not yet. They moved around until George was behind Julia, with Domina in the front, a strap-on threesome. Julia held the bar of the metal swing as tightly as the sweat on her hands would allow, as George guided her head back until her body was prone in the swing. In front of her, Domina pushed her strap-on dildo back inside her pussy, while George pushed his cock in her mouth. Julia arched her back and took George between her lips, gasping as Domina fucked her harder and harder. Julia's body swung between her two lovers, each thrusting into her with no mercy. They swapped positions again. Now George was back between Julia's legs, fucking her nearly spent pussy. She cried out over and over as he plunged his cock deep inside her, his powerful arms flexing as he gripped the steel swing. Each time Julia was close to climaxing, Domina removed his cock from her pussy, stroked it in front of her, and pushed it back between her lips, reminding her who was still in charge. Each time Julia cried out, the despair nearly filling her voice as her need to release grew beyond anything she had ever experienced. Finally, it was time. George thrust into her, now with a familiar rhythm. Behind her, Domina supported her back, caressing her skin. Julia's legs were still spread wide, high in the stirrups. Her thighs quivered, her body shook. Her grip on the steel bar of the swing threatened to give out, but she held on until she felt the glorious sensation of her orgasm rushing through her body. It was tiny at first, coming from a place far beyond the normal realm, then exploding through the surface of her skin. Her entire being was on fire, her senses completely overloaded as wave after wave of pure pleasure surged through her. She held on tightly as George continued to thrust into her, plunging in and out of her over and over again, coming and coming until she was completely spent. George's body stiffened as his own climax rushed through him. Julia held him tightly, now feeling the familiar joy they normally experienced in their lovemaking. Except this time, it was heightened to a new level previously unknown to them. Julia accepted George's final thrusts, her legs spread wide as he exploded deep inside of her, his ejaculate spilling from her pussy onto the ground. Slowly, George pulled out of her. They kissed deeply, their bodies coming down from the intense physical pleasure they had shared. Domina moved between them. They both caressed their mistress, arms and hands entwining, holding each other's bodies. They kissed Domina together, their tongues moving together in an appreciation of the experience they all shared. Julia kissed George's neck and his chest as he ran his hands over her back and cupped the smooth curve of her bottom. Their gentle caresses said it all. Nothing had changed between them. The experience had only added to their powerful connection. Domina's first question to Julia was if she had enjoyed everything. "Yes," she responded, "absolutely." It was, without a doubt, exactly what she had hoped for. And for George, it was exactly what he hoped for too. And Domina, it was exactly what she'd hoped. Except she had known exactly what was going to happen all along because she was the one in control. She was always in control. It was, after all, her dungeon. And this was her strap-on threesome.